My name is Dr. Ian Storch. I'm a board certified gastroenterologist and osteopathic physician, and you are listening to DO or Do Not. If you are interested in joining our team or have suggestions or comments, please contact us at doordonotpodcast.com. Share our link with your friends and like us on Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We hope you enjoy this episode.
My name is Joey Hassler, and I'm a first-year medical student at the Alabama College of Osteopathic Medicine, and you're listening to the DO or Do Not podcast. This week, we're joined by Bryce, a medical student at VCOM Carolinas, influencer and entrepreneur who started his own company while in medical school, Coffee Docs Co. Bryce started the venture with two of his roommates to help students have an on-the-go pickup while studying. Bryce gives an inside view of his journey and what prompted his idea to start this company. He will discuss the process behind making this idea a reality, including how he got started as a content creator on Instagram and his internet presence into Coffee Docs Co. He will talk about how to start an LLC and what it took for his company to hit the ground running, as well as the importance of his company giving back to the physician community by suicide awareness. No less importantly, Bryce details his journey into medicine and the various stops he took along the way that ultimately landed him at VCOM Carolinas. Lastly, Bryce will discuss what he values most about his experience at VCOM Carolinas and offering great advice for those who aspire to follow a similar path. I hope you enjoy hearing about his story.
All right, Bryce, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
What I wanted to start with is that anyone that's listened to the early parts of the podcast, my whole idea for the podcast came from another podcast called How I Built This, where entrepreneurs are interviewed. And to have a DO entrepreneur, I just thought was really cool. So this is not a test question, but do you know about Howard Schultz?
No, I'm not sure.
Howard Schultz is the prior CEO and founder of Starbucks. So, yeah, so I thought that was a good lead-in. So can you just start by telling us a little bit about your company and what you do?
My first year of medical school, me and my roommates started making funny videos, like med student struggles and things like that, just to kind of have a break from studying more than anything else. And we put it out and our class shared it. And we got all excited when it got like, I don't know, 500 views. But then it kind of just slowly caught on more and more. And then we were getting millions of views when we would post. And I thought, it'd be kind of cool to turn this into something, because I figured out how to make videos that can promote a product or medical school videos that were doing really well. So I thought, why don't we just turn this into a way to promote a product within our niche? And I was trying to think, what does everyone enjoy in medicine? And I had literally just gotten back from like my third trip of the day to Starbucks. And I was like, oh, everyone drinks coffee. Me, my roommates, my classmates, all of our teachers, anytime I was in the hospital. There's never been any coffee brand targeted for the number one coffee drinking field. I looked it up and it was actually number one were nurses and number two were physicians. So between those two, it's literally the top coffee drinking profession. And I thought it'd be cool to just kind of make a company that's targeted towards the people that I already make videos for, and see where it goes. And so from there, there was about 6 months, I like to say, I real world MBA setting up this company, because I went from having a science background really in undergrad to figuring out how to set up an LLC, get insurance.
I want to talk about all that. So you and your roommates are like, all right, let's set up a company. This sounds like a cool thing to do. Let's be entrepreneurs. I guess my first question is, was there ideas of being entrepreneurial before you got to medical school? That's my first question. Because again, I talked about Schultz and he says like he always had this idea in the back of his head. So that's my first question. My second question is, when you went to set up the LLC, I once tried to set up an LLC for a bunch of doctors to make a purchase. And I came up with this idea that I thought was great. We were going to call the LLC Mjolnir, which I thought was brilliant, because that's the name of Thor's hammer and who would even know what that was. And and then we went through like 50 names and they were all taken. So comment on entrepreneurship and then how you came up with the name for the company.
Well, from when I first decided I wanted to do medicine, I was always interested in the biotech, or that's where word is kind of synonymous with medical advancement at this point, you know. And I kind of imagined myself going into something like that at least part time, maybe practicing part time and being part of a biotech company part time. I always imagined it after I graduated or did a residency or something like that. So when the opportunity presented itself, there was actually one specific point where I was like, hey, you know what? Why don't I just do this now that I already have this social media background and all that? It was when I was in Los Angeles. There's a, I think she just actually graduated. There was a medical student at the time that created a scrub company, and she does kind of similar things. She makes videos and things like that. So I went out to an event for that, like a sponsored event for like the medical school creators. And at just one point, and when I was there, it just kind of hit me. I was like, oh man, this is cool. This is something I would enjoy doing, you know. And I've been looking for something else to do to kind of keep my mind from going crazy from all those long hours of studying. So that was kind of the point that pushed me to actually put the plan in motion.
And then the name. So the name of the company is Coffee Docs Company. Is that right?
Our official LLC name is Coffee Docs LLC, no space. But we kind of go informally by Coffee Docs Co, Coffee just CO, short for company. So both of those are, we have trademarks pending. Of course, I filed those maybe 8 months ago and still haven't heard anything back, but eventually those should be trademarked.
All right, so you get the LLC, and then I'm sorry, you had to get insurance. What other pieces went into pre-production? And then tell us how you picked the coffee beans, how you
Yeah.
decided on the packaging, the labeling. It sounds like a whole process. It's not like 2 seconds, right?
No, this took a lot of setup. I was really busy that semester, but the first project was obviously how do we find a coffee? You know, we're just are ready to drink coffee too, because it's easier to find coffee beans, but to get a full brewed coffee is more work than you would think. So really what it started was I typed up an email and I went on Google and I just looked up coffee manufacturers, cold brew manufacturers, ready to drink coffee manufacturers. And sent out probably 500 emails, and maybe 10 responded. And within that 10, there was eight that said, "Ah, your order is way too small. We don't even deal with that." And then the other two that responded said they'd be interested, but our minimum order had to go up a little bit. So we kind of worked on that, and then from there, we found a manufacturer. The one we ended up going with was Snapchill. So what they do is they take any bean you want basically, and they do it with their new special production process. They brew it hot and then chill it instantly right after. So it kind of gives a hot coffee taste, but cold. So once we found the manufacturer and agreed, we went to the bean process, which was a whole nother thing. And we went and looked and tried to find one a bean that tasted good, but then also, of course, we thought it was pretty important to have a high caffeine blend, or if we were going to be targeting the medical profession. So we narrowed it down to three high caffeine blends and then just ended up picking the one that tastes the best out of those three.
All right. So again, I'm going to bring in all of my entrepreneurial knowledge for some of these
Yeah.
questions. So there's a great book called Shoe Dog, which is a memoir of Phil Knight. And he talks about
Okay.
Whoosh. And he says that he paid a college student in Oregon that he was studying with $36 to draw some prototypes for their logo, which ultimately became the Swoosh. So, how much was your swoosh, and how did you come up with the design for the can?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I think that was before there was Adobe Photoshop and art and stuff like that. So I didn't have to pay anyone to draw it. I don't have much background in Photoshop, but I think I took a class in high school or something like that. So I just went through and got on Adobe Express and made a few different logos. I think our first one was pretty bad. I wanted to add it to my email signature when I was emailing these coffee companies to at least give us some validity. But I think a few weeks later, I had just been practicing trying to make new logos because I didn't like that one. And eventually I came up with our current circle one that kind of has a little cartoon doctor. It was kind of just a few weeks of crash course, like trying to learn Adobe Express and trial and error until I got one that I didn't hate.
That's awesome. Do yourself.
Yes, most of it has been in-house. Obviously, we don't have a huge financial backing, being three guys without jobs, more or less, because
A
we're
lot
still,
of loans probably too.
yeah, more debt than income for sure.
And let me ask, we all watch Shark Tank, obviously. So Mr.
Yeah.
Wonderful is all about what makes this different than what everybody else is doing. So can you tell us a little bit about, obviously you have your internet following and you're a med student, so you obviously have a following that probably helps, but what do you think makes Coffee Docs different?
So specifically for us is we try to make everything ready to drink and ready to go because we knew personally we didn't have time to be brewing coffee in the morning when we have to get over to campus and things like that. So the goal was to make sure that everything is brewed. You literally crack it open or twist the cap or whatever bottle we were going to use, and you can get your caffeine that tastes good and get you going. And then also, of course, the social media part, we kind of have fun with our audience. Whereas I think more big companies are starting to learn that and figure it out. But if you just have a very bland social media that just posts, I don't know, reports of your finances and things like that, it's not engaging with your audience. So I think our social media background really helps engage with an audience. And then we also, our specific coffee that we have right now, the snap chill coffee, like I was saying, is a new process. So brewed hot and then made cold. So it gives a lot of hot coffee drinkers really enjoy it, even if they usually wouldn't drink cold coffee.
First of all, I think everything you're doing is awesome. This obviously
Thank
takes a lot
you.
of time. Medical school obviously takes a lot of time, and you're passionate about it. I think it's great. Tell us about your trip to OMED and what that was like and how you received and
Was awesome. It was a lot of people. I was joking with my mother that she asked me how it went. I felt more like a barista than a CEO because we had so many people coming over, and we had a whole cart set up where we were pouring the coffee, and then you could go over and get sugar and cream, like a little barista cart on the side. And everybody was super happy to come over. And we had these cups, and we were filling up coffees in these cups, not throwaway cups, you can put them in the cabinet or whatever afterwards. So the whole time I was running back and forth trying to fill up these cups for somebody else and hand it and go down the line. But the people that I did get to talk to all seemed very interested. And it was like really encouraging to see a lot of med students come up and be like, wow, that's inspiring. Gives you a reason to keep on working at it.
Now, were there any famous DOs? Was there like a dean or somebody cool, or it was mostly students?
It was a lot of students that I talked to. I think I may have talked to a few different residency program coordinators were coming up and we're excited about it.
Fair enough. So then my last question about the coffee companies. I read on your website, and this is a little somber, but thinking about giving money to a charitable organization, specifically supporting physician suicide. My personal feeling on this, unfortunately, is that we talk about physician suicide a lot as doctors and as a medical community, but it's still a huge issue. And you see it in the news and you see all these things, but I have a good friend who partner committed suicide at a very young age, who I actually knew the doctor, and it's very sobering to hear these stories. I think it's a great thing to give money to. What made you choose that?
Yeah, well, we just came in, and of course, anytime, I think personally, anytime you're going to set up something, you want to have some type of altruistic goal to go with it. So I was thinking, if I'm going to set up a company and put all this work and it does do well, I want to have some type of channel where I feel like I'm doing something good opposed to just selling coffee, you know? And so we were trying to think, what is a big problem? And I was asking around. I have a few different doctors I follow, and like they follow me back. Like I think they call them friends on TikTok, even if you haven't met in person. And one of them is Dr. Jake. He's a psychiatry resident, and he does a lot of work on that. And he was putting out videos, and I started watching them. And I was like, wow, this actually is a big problem in the medical field. I don't know if it has as much exposure as you would think it needs. But so when I started seeing that, I reached out to him and I said, hey, we set up this coffee company. We'd like to have a way to do some good. And he thought it was awesome, a good way to kind of channel it all together.
So, Bryce, we as a podcast don't promote any specific product, and we're very careful not to take any monies from anyone. But if someone's listening, your project is great, your company is great. If somebody was listening to this podcast and they wanted a cup of your coffee to see what it was all about, can you just tell us where they would find your company?
We have a website, coffeedocsco.com. Abbreviation for company. And then also we're on TikTok and Instagram under the same name, Coffee Docs Co.
Awesome. All right, Bryce, now I want to hear about you. We're going to shift gears. All right. So tell me where you grew up and when you decided you want to be a doc.
I grew up in the West Coast, Las Vegas and Phoenix, Arizona, kind of between the two. When I was little, I didn't have too much motivation to be a physician. I wanted to be a baseball player. You couldn't have convinced me otherwise that I wasn't going to play in the MLB. But when I was 13, my little brother was diagnosed with brain cancer. And from there, it kind of just shifted everything. And there was one doctor, one oncologist that he had, that whenever he would come in the room, my family was so distraught and upset. And he would come in the room and he didn't necessarily solve the problems, but it kind of gave this feeling of hope. And I like admired that. And I was like, oh, I want to be, or I want to have the goal of becoming that one day, that feeling of hope for patients.
So tell us where you went to college and what your journey was like into medical school, and specifically when you found out about osteopathic school and decided on the O route.
I played baseball for 1 year in Colorado out of high school, and then I transferred back to University of Arizona to finish my undergrad. And after that, I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do. I'm sure anybody that's gone through the MCAT pre-med process, it's all kind of hard to put together a timeline because you're still in college taking those classes, and then you have to take the MCAT, and you have to have all these applications in by a certain deadline. So it didn't exactly line up to where I was ready to apply right after my senior year. So I can't remember exactly. I think it might have just been an email chain. I got an email from Bluefield College / VCOM Virginia that they had a master's program that kind of preps you for medical school. And if you do well enough in the master's program, like a certain GPA, you end medical school more or less. There's a few other requirements, but so I thought, yeah, I was always good at tests, but I didn't really know how to study and sit down and really like absorb a lot of information for the next morning. So I thought it'd be good to kind of do that and learn and force myself to learn how to study. So I went there, and from there, I ended up getting a GPA and got accepted into VCOM Carolinas. And that's where I'm at more or less now. I'm on my clinical rotation, so I do those in the Charlotte area, actually, but still technically based out of VCOM Carolinas.
Do you have any idea what you want to do when you finish? Are you still sort of undecided and seeing what your rotations look like, or what are your thoughts?
I've looked in to oncology has always interested me, and I would like to be able to be a part of tie back in oncology to the entrepreneurial side. And I just love the new biotech AI, how that's the new treatments that are coming out with. I worked in a biotech / AI, or I interned in undergrad for a oncology company based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And they kind of bought up old treatments and then ran them against supercomputer algorithms to kind of line up if a certain gene was positive in this type of cancer, then actually this old treatment that University of Michigan or whatever has retired could work in this specific niche population. And I always thought that was super interesting. And that would really be my goal, to be a part of something like that or run a company like that after I graduate.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Now, I'm going to circle back to your roommates. So you have roommates, you already said, that are sort of your partners in your business venture. When did you meet those guys? Are those your besties? And did you have to drag them into this kicking or screaming, or were they like all in?
Yeah. So I think we randomly met on, we were about to move to Spartanburg, and there was, I think the school put out a little message board. It was like, hey, put on, type in here if you need roommates. And I think us three were like the first ones in there. So I didn't even know who they were, but I knew they were in the class. And We just messaged each other on Facebook or something. We're like, yeah, we'll just live together and make rent cheaper. So that was really how we met. And then, yeah, we all really liked making the fun comedy videos because it just kind of gives you a break, more or less. I think it's really important for any medical student to have something outside of medicine to kind of clear their mind and just kind of have, I don't know, a break to let your mind just relax. And so we really liked doing all those. And then, of course, with the coffee company, they didn't want to put in all the crazy amount of time. I mean, I'm a little weird. I like feeling like I'm being productive, even if I'm taking a break from studying. So when I was working on the coffee company and all that, after I finished studying, it really felt like a break, even though I was still working. And I don't know, I just enjoy that. They didn't like that part as much, but they knew they only had to commit the time that they wanted to put in. So whenever they want to be on a project, they're a part of it. And whenever they need to focus on studying or sleeping or whatever, that's fine too. So it works for us.
Bryce, tell us a little bit about what your experience has been like at VCOM so far, what your preclinical years were like, how you feel about the school, and how things are now in your rotations.
It's good. Probably the biggest part I liked about VCOM is not in a response you would hear, but how they set up, like I was talking of breaks from studying. We had a VCOM softball team, co-ed softball team, and we play against all the Spartanburg local teams. And that was honestly a lot of weeks. That was the best part of my week, was just to have something fun to go out there and do and hang out. And then they put on some other things like galas and things like that. So that was kind of the biggest part I appreciate is any school can have you study biochemistry and physiology, but if you go out of your way to add something else that kind of makes the medical students' lives better, that's important to me. And now on the clinicals, I'm based in Charlotte and I've a lot of good teachers. They're kind of more small community hospitals in Rock Hill and Gastonia, but I've really enjoyed being at both of those hospitals.
Awesome, Bryce. Our last grand finale question.
Yeah.
Can you give us one piece of advice that you've been given that you think is super valuable? And again, this could be from an entrepreneurial perspective, from your coffee company, from medical school, from your parents, that you think has really influenced you that you would like to share with our listeners.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of different advice I've heard, but I think the number one thing is with not even specifically with the coffee company, but with medicine is I've had people tell me don't get too wrapped up in trying to do something that's just going to make money. Always remember that my goal is to run a big biotech company and make new treatments and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's important that it's about the patients and the kids, especially that have diseases that for no fault of their own. So to never let that leave your mind and be your driving focus is kind of the most important thing that somebody's told me.
All right, Bryce, you're awesome. The interview's awesome. I really appreciate your time, and I know that our listeners are going to love the interview.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
This concludes our episode of Do or Do Not. Send all inquiries, comments, suggestions, and even let us know if there's someone you want us to interview to doodonotpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Do or Do Not Podcast for updates. If you enjoyed our podcast, please share it with your classmates and administration. We have plenty of more interviews lined up, and we're excited to share them with you. This is Tian Yu Shea. Thank you guys so much for listening to Do or Do Not.